Yes, there's. We reckon there's about 195,000. 500 people who would over 65 who would be living alone. That's about a third of the older population. Now, obviously, they're not all lonely. I mean, many older people cope very well with being alone, and they would a lot of them would have family or friends. We're talking about people, the minority of people who do not have family or friends, or do not have family in Ireland.
And for those, a simple hour could mean the world.
Oh, yes, it would make all the difference. I mean, an older person who cannot get to the shops, cannot get their groceries in, cannot get their medication for over the Christmas. A lot of older people would be depending on social services, and those social services tend to shut down over the Christmas. So people who would be, say, getting a Meals on Wheels will not have anybody calling over the Christmas.
And when you look at more rural areas too, you also have that rural isolation to consider as well.
Yeah, well, it's the transport situation in rural Ireland is particularly grave. The fact that if you're living outside the village, and you don't have your own transport, how are you going to get to the shops? How are you going to get to the post office to collect your pension? This situation gets worse over Christmas and holidays because so many services actually close with holidays. Transport companies, as I say, home helps. Those people go on, they themselves go on holidays over to Christmas. So the older person is left really depending on themselves. And it's those older people we're asking neighbours to drop in on, those older people who need to hear a friendly voice over the weekend, who will need to possibly take them to the shops, medication collected. We realise that people themselves will be going away over the holidays. But today and tomorrow, if they want to drop in on a neighbour and see, do they need any help? That's all we're asking for. Now, or if they want to, they could invite the older person down for Christmas dinner, or even offer to bring a Christmas dinner up to the older person. I mean, it's a gesture, and it's in keeping with the season, I think.